Who has questions? Yes.
Are you restricting funds to certain areas throughout Indiana? So, like, an example, in Ohio, they're doing Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, focus areas. Are you doing that with these funds here?
Has not yet been determined. I will say from the outset, that has never been the vision. There are so many ways, and I think in Ohio, I know Carolyn, who does what I do in Ohio, so I know the players pretty well. They have an incredible program that already exists through their CMAC funding. And that program, those are the areas that they really focus on in that program too. So they've kind of got a little bit of history in those areas, and it just made their program a little bit easier to manage. DSOWise Indiana has always been a statewide program, so we've kind of always envisioned this also being a statewide program. One of the other areas, and this is why Ohio does it, is, you know, one of the slides had something representing, you know, people that have been disproportionately affected by air pollution, right? There are so many different ways we can categorize that. You know, is that attainment, non-attainment? Is it monitor values? Is it, you know, truck miles through the area? It can be done in so many different ways. So since there are so many different ways to measure that, it's not really something we've looked at yet. However, as always, if that's a comment that folks want to make, that you like that idea, you don't like that idea, there's that email address, and we want to hear that, okay?
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes?
This will be reimbursement after the fact, as per usual, or with the money being in the state's hands, will that change?
Well, two things. One, it's a great question. Two, the money, more than likely, this is a detail we haven't worked out yet. You know, this whole thing is fluid, right? Most states are not looking at actually holding the money. Most states are looking at a process through which they work, the trustee will pay the end. So the grantee gets paid by the trustee, not by the state.
By loan intent.
Correct. So that's what most states are looking at doing. It does a lot of good things for everybody. One, it probably expedites the process a little bit for those end users. And two, it has the possibility of taking some of the accounting challenges out from the beneficiaries. That's a conversation that has been had. Who knows if that's where we're going to end up, but I know from the conversations I've had with our financial folks, that's the direction they would like it to go if we can all find a way to get it there. And then coming back to your second part of your question, reimbursement, is that where you're going?
Well, you may not know this yet. Yeah, would the awardees from Indiana submit their paperwork to you and you submit that to Wilmington on their behalf or directly from the awardee to Wilmington?
What I will tell you is here is the vision, okay? The vision is that you will, because we are the